Hey, hello, welcome. This is Chris Marquardt, and here's a short little, well, it's not a full tips from the top floor episode. It's more like a little from the road kind of audio boot type thing that I'm sending in here. And I'm on my way to Blog World in New York to, well, to be on a panel there. There's a panel on, let me see the title here, How to Effectively Podcast to a Global Audience. So if you are at Blog World, that panel will be on Tuesday, June the 5th, 11:30 to 12:30. That's 11:30 a.m. obviously, in room 1A15, and it's a panel of five people, and we'll be shedding some light on how that international podcasting thing works. But that's not what I want to talk about. What I wanted to talk about is the gear that I take with me, the photo gear. Now, this is not an, by the way, I'm in a hotel room, there's some noise here in the background. Where was I? Oh yeah, the gear. Had a long day with about 7 hours of driving in the car, so I'm a bit tired. I was debating what type of gear would I take with me in terms of photography. Now, this is just a casual thing. I'm not on an assignment of any kind. It's just me taking stuff with me and hoping to bring home some good pictures. And I was going back and forth between digital, analog, and then I ended up sticking with digital on that one because, well, it's faster. It's faster, gives me more options. And I'm not looking into creating art of any sort, even though there might be a few pictures that come out there that I might put into that category. But yeah, the speed of it, the low light capabilities, even though, yeah, you can push analog quite a lot, but it takes a bit more care. And I want to be in that mode where I don't have to take too much care. So, which I will still have if we get to the lens selection, you'll see that I will actually have to take quite some care. So, low light, yes, some parties probably coming up there with other podcasters and bloggers and stuff. So it's the 5D Mark II. Also, the low light capability is just DSLR, well, bigger pixels, so that'll be just fine. Memory-wise, 4x8 GB. That's it. 4 cards of 8 GB. I'm not using bigger cards because I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. If the card breaks, I don't want too many pictures to be broken. And the raw files of the 5D Mark II on an 8 GB card, I should be able to, let me check, I think I should be able to get over 200 on there. Where's the camera? Here we go. Hello? Come on, 285, at least the way I've set it up right now. So that'll give me about 1,000 pictures. I think that should be plenty. I have 2 full batteries. Oh, this is only 5 minutes, by the way. So 1:35 remaining. So let me hurry up. 2 full batteries, because that is going to be just fine in terms of 4,000 pictures. No problem there at all. Maybe some video even. And then for lens, the 24-105 would be the obvious choice, but I didn't go with that. I wanted something smaller. So I was looking at the 50mm, very universal, normal type of lens. But I decided to go with a 24 tilt shift again. This is really turning to my favorite lens because it kind of forces me to get in closer, gives those pictures more of a feeling of being right in the action, allows me to be a bit more precise with the perspective and focus and so on. But it's manual focus, so you have to get used to that, which I think I am. And the results are more unique, so I'll be spending 4 days with this one lens, and it's a wide angle. So, in closing, one camera, one lens, 4 cards, 2 batteries, and yeah, let's see what comes out of that. I'll try to get you another update while I'm there. I'll be there until Thursday, then fly back home, be back home in Germany on Friday. So, I guess that was it. 5 minutes almost up. Thanks for listening, and till next time. Happy shooting.